Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
Thanks, everyone. Yes, it is the Small Top 10. I'm joined this evening by Kelly. Kelly, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Would you like to introduce your topic for this evening? It's very exciting. It's very topical.
Shall we do it?
Yeah, go for it.
So we thought, you know, we had to tackle Bird of the Year scandals.
Hey, this is your list. Take ownership.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Leave me out of it. What? Don't peek behind the curtain.
Sorry, I came up with this entirely. Amelia had nothing to do with it.
Great, thank you. And so this is near and dear to your heart because you are some kind of biology human.
Yes, I am some kind of biology human.
I mean, in a way, we're all biology humans.
Yes, made up of the biology.
You're on both sides of that, though. You are it, but you're also looking at it.
Yes, I am. So that's my day job, hanging out with all the dead things.
Wonderful. The dead zoo.
The dead zoo, yes. Yeah. Everybody loves a dead zoo.
And so I guess like voting for alive things must be a bit.
It's a bit of a fun. Change. It's nice. Yeah, absolutely. I'm down with that.
Like these birds have no pins in.
We prefer them alive, honestly. That's what we're about.
Well, things have changed since I last looked into
things
biology.
Things have changed since the 1900s, let's be honest here.
Oh, God, I can't keep up to date with this stuff. All right, should we get cracking? Should we get into the list? All right.
10.
All right. First of all, we have to address the Russian scandal.
Wait, did we even say what it is?
Did we? We did say what
it is. It's Bird of the Year scandals.
You did. We did.
All right,
we covered
it's fine.
That
one. Okay.
But yeah, so we have to cover the Russian aspect of this because
so this is like breaking news,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this is breaking news. So apparently because every other like media center is covering this, there were four countries that were involved in this, and this was the fourth most popular one was Russia. And apparently that's some sort of scandal.
So Russia, apparently Russians passionate about New Zealand birds. Is that the extent of the scandal?
Yes,
are people
apparently
saying there was like some kind
really,
of click farm or something?
Yeah, they're really interested in migratory birds.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the scandal. But, you know, it makes for good headlines.
It does make for good headlines. Did like Forest and Bird were like, they just have similar birds to us. Like it's totally
absolutely normal.
Because
migratory birds in Russia.
That's going to be my Forest and Bird voice for the whole thing, by the way.
Oh
my
God.
All right.
9.
Let's talk about the change of voting. How do we feel about the change in voting, folks?
Okay, so personally, I don't like it.
Yeah, and you don't like having a top five. So for folks who don't know, you can vote for 5 birds this year.
Yeah, because it's what do they call instant runoff?
Instant runoff voting.
Because like, and I'm going to be honest here and open myself up to a lot of hate. I did not vote this year because I found it too difficult on my cell phone because it kept like refreshing pages. And
it's
like,
a lot, folks. It's a lot to come up with your 5 birds.
And I was like, I'm going to come back and do this on my like on my desktop. And then I just didn't. And now like I know I don't get to have a say in who wins now. But like whatever. The instant runoff was not good for me. And yeah,
I like it though there were a lot of Team Penguin kind of people. So you have your top 5 shags, your top 5 top 5 shags.
We've all got that list.
Your top 5 penguins. And it just kind of, it makes the clusters happen. That much I don't like so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also thought, because I heard a couple of people being like, it's a good educational tool for the kids. Well, then they should have made an MMP. And we should have had a coalition vote of the year. That's my hot take on it.
You can only vote if you're over 18 as well then, hey?
Definitely.
Yeah, perfect.
Did they have a reason for changing it?
I don't know. I think people just really got indecisive and just couldn't narrow it down. And just they love the birds too much, which is a good thing, right?
I guess loving birds too much is a pretty good reason. Like, if it's Bird of the Year, if you're doing things because you love the birds, like, that's fine. I can't hold that against them, really.
Exactly, right?
All right. This is all great 8. Scandal.
8. What have we got? So in 2017, there was a man from Christchurch, a person from Christchurch, an unnamed person from Christchurch.
Unnamed anonymous citizen.
Yes, who put 112 votes in for the white-faced heron.
That's... So, like, because you would have to set up different email addresses for that, right?
That's a lot of emails to put in.
That's a lot of, like, would you like to set up 2-point verification on this address?
Can you just imagine the verification that you have to sit there and do? Like,
what I want to know is, like, what the email addresses ended up being called. Was it, like, Dave 1?
No, I like to think that it was, you know, like, bird-related and bird-related only.
Birdsofafeather@gmail.com.
Yeah. But then with a series of, you know, just the chain 1, 2, 3.
Preening 669.
Well, it didn't have to be like that.
But so, like, I mean, do people care about? Because I know that there are certain birds that no one like, right?
Oh yeah.
And so,
totally.
Like, the kiwi never gets any votes because people are over it.
But here's the thing: people vote kiwi.
Do they?
They do. People vote poo gecko.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought those were relatively unpopular choices, and I thought the white-faced heron was one of those choices.
I don't know. Yeah, we need to do some digging on that one.
I mean, the sad thing is that, like, 112 at the end of the day in Bird of the Year terms is not that many votes.
No, not in 2017. It's moved on from there now.
It's like so much time for so little result. I'm disappointed in unnamed Christchurch says it, honestly.
@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Seven.
Seven.
Seven. All right. So in 2015, on a similar story to our unnamed person in Christchurch.
How long has this bloody burnt award been going for?
So this has been on for, what are we at? Like more than 11 years?
I guess so.
It's at least since 2006, thereabouts.
Okay.
I'm completely wrong.
I'm going to quickly Google this while you talk about this fact.
Yeah. So two teen girls in 2015 voted for the kokako.
Okay. That seems normal so far.
Using their dad's business account. Ooh. As you do. So
this sounds a little bit. So we had the people from the Fraud Film Festival talking to us on breakfast the other day. It sounds like almost fraudy.
Just a little bit, right?
Like, because just, like, the email thing seems cheeky, but like going into your dad's business email.
Would you call it a scandal, Amelia?
I would definitely call it a scandal, but I'm like, well, I mean, it's a very minor, like, why is this? Surely lots of people voted off their dad's account.
Totally. But are you ready for your Forest and Bird voice?
Yeah, totally.
Because Forest and Bird made them do, what was it? Some unofficial hours working with them to make up for it. Just like...
All right, girls, you've done wrong, but I know how you can make up for it. That's by doing a little bit of volunteer work for your old friends at Forest and Bird.
Perfect.
So that's more or less what Forest and Bird.
Yeah.
You know, because it was Bird of the Year, it's going to be a little bit less of the forest and a little bit more of the bird.
Shout out to the people at Forest and Bird who sound nothing like this.
They're actually probably very lovely, and they do things mainly for the love of the bird. Okay, apparently the first year was 2005. Yeah.
We're going way, way back.
And okay, and so for context of this 112 email person, the number of votes that the winning thing got in 2017 is 7,311.
Nice, excellent.
So that's like barely a dent.
No, but it's enough.
But it's crime.
From like, one
but
person,
it's wrong.
Right?
It's not okay, is I think the main point. How many votes did these teen girls put in?
I don't know. We didn't write that one down.
Is this just news because people hate teen girls?
No, I think it's really just, it's all just about getting the fun out together, you know, like roping your dad's email address in.
And his business address and his business and his
just
credit card.
Everyone getting involved in Bird of the Year. That's what it's all about, folks.
Okay. All right, number six.
On. Now we've got to cross the ditch.
Oh,
now,
what?
Now, so in 2018, there were some Australians and they voted for the Shag.
Okay, that's are overseas people allowed to vote?
Yeah, overseas people are allowed to vote.
Okay, well that's fine then.
Yeah, you're allowed to be, but don't go putting too many votes in Australia. You know, like,
yeah, you can do it, but be civil about it.
Yes,
come
absolutely.
On. respect our sovereignty.
But the thing I don't get is I can only find that they voted for the Shag. So if anyone knows what Shag they voted for, because there are a multitude of Shags to vote for.
Now, okay, is this meant to be like a dirty joke?
No, no, it's not. But it could be.
It's not meant to be because they're like, oh, Evan is shag.
I feel like we shouldn't bring those jokes in when the Australians are concerned.
I mean, shags, they're, I'm going to go out here and say it. They're a rude bird.
Yeah.
They're all they're straggly but beautiful, you know?
But they're gorgeous.
They're gorgeous, but yeah. They're all like disheveled.
Who doesn't love a good shag?
They've got like a Jarvis Cocker vibe.
Excellent. Yeah. So they put 310 votes in.
Bit more of like a realistic. And what year was this?
This was just last year.
Oh, well, the winning bird last year got fewer votes than in 2017. Sorry, I'm looking at a cool table right now.
Yeah, if you haven't looked up the Wikipedia article for Bird of the Year, you're missing out,
folks. It's both very detailed and very patchy.
But also,
like, for
don't
2000...
read it in the next half an hour.
No, please don't read it in the next half an hour.
Just save that one for later.
But, like, in 2014, it has neither the number of votes nor the percentage of votes.
Also, if you are going on that Wikipedia page, could you fix that for us?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, please just enter the correct number of votes. Thank you.
All right. If you've said all you have to say about those bloody Aussies with their
I don't know, we might come back to
shag humor. Yeah. All right. Well, should we play some music? We'll
we
have
should
a little
play some
break.
Music.
Okay.
Number five.
Your number five this evening is FKA Twigs with Fallen Alien.
Thank you.
next 10 minutes listening for the echoing sound of my voice returning through the open door of the breeze. And send the bird call again. And when I hear no response, I get stressed, ripped off from the call in a nest down the hall. And imagine my friends calling me back. Ooh, ooh, echoing. Comfortable community. It returns the bird call.
That's EG with The Bird Call. You're listening to 95BFM. We're in the midst of the small top 10, talking about top 10 Bird of the Year scandals with Kelly. Hey, Kelly, we've got a text here that says all shags are amazing swimmers, but I know for a fact that I've shagged some lousy swimmers, so that can't be true. We also just have a text that says, go native birds and reptids.
I'm proud of you. Proud of you, listener.
That last song was off an album called World of Gecko. So I thought it covered some nice,
World
like...
World of Gecko.
Yeah, a nice kind of wildlife spectrum.
Yeah, we need to get some of our good little, like, outside of the bird realm friends involved in this, don't we? So shout out to everything that isn't a bird.
I mean, really, shout out to everything that isn't a bird. Very wide categorization there.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Reptiles are almost birds, right?
Yeah, like, we need some gecko love.
They got, you know, shoddy bones and funny skin.
Yeah,
I mean, that could be a lot of
and
us.
Shout out to our invert friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, back on topic.
Cast biological aspersions. All right. Here we go. Number five.
So in 2008, Kakapo campaign accuses Takahe of accepting a donation from wealthy migratory birds from Morocco.
Okay. So this brings me to a thing that I need to know. How much of this is a joke?
Like, I want to say all of it.
But also some of it isn't. Because I think
some
people were
isn't.
Genuinely upset when that guy did 112 Christchurch whiteface
people
heron
votes.
People
were very, very upset.
But then also people like
it's
being like, oh, you're accepting
folks.
Bribes from Morocco. And you're like, oh, haha, that one's definitely a joke. And then someone else is like, we're getting a suspicious number of votes from Russia, and you're like, oh, this one's a joke, and they're like,
no, this one's not the joke.
Yeah. But where is
which one is the joke? Where is the false voting?
Like, I'm aware that the tongue is in the cheek, but I'd like to know the depth of insertion, if possible. Like, so this one's like mostly a joke?
Yeah, but Kakapo took it out that year. That was the year they won.
I'm just gonna fact check this.
Yeah. Do fact check away for...
Wait, what year?
2008.
Oh, 2008. They won by 500... They got 578 votes altogether.
578 votes.
Altogether, yeah.
Nice.
So that's like... I mean, it's really become a lot more popular since then.
Yes, just a little bit.
I don't know. I'm just very interested in... Because people both take this very seriously, and it's also a big joke, but the joke is serious. What does the winner get?
Glory.
Okay.
Just glory. Victory and a little bit more education out there. A little bit of acknowledgement.
Okay, that's solid. Yeah, I'm scrolling through the Wikipedia being like, what do they get?
And sorry, Kakapo team, this year. Like, you guys had a good, good year. Like, let's acknowledge that.
Okay.
So they were second place this year, and they've had a massive breeding season, and it's been, like, some amazing work's been done there. Like,
and, okay, the things that you just said were serious and not a joke.
The things were serious.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
They had, like, 70 chicks this year.
Aww,
yeah, cute. A lot of Kakapo babies. Hats off to the moss chickens.
I might need to cut that one as a sting. I'm sorry about that. Okay, sick.
Four.
So, Kakariki were accused of rigging the vote when they increased it by 1,100 votes in 2010.
Okay.
But I don't know. So they had some malicious voting going on. Was there 1,100 votes?
So they were accused of...
Yeah.
So they... What year is this?
So this is 2010 with Kakariki.
Okay, so this is the... Okay, so if you look on the years on either side, so 2011 and 2009...
We're assuming you're on the Wikipedia page,
yeah,
everyone.
We're getting, the number of... Total number of votes for the winners is like 1,500-ish.
Yeah.
The year with the Kakariki... 6,921. That is a feat that would not be beated until 2017. It's definitely sketchy.
Yeah, it's
really
a little
sketchy.
Odd. Just a little bit.
So, who do we have any information on who rigged this vote?
No, we're not quite aware on that one.
Okay, so it was just kind of like, you won by too much, something's wrong.
So that's the other thing. So that actually ended up increasing the security for the 2011 vote of the year voting system.
Well,
so
you
that's
can
where
see
the scandal originates, folks.
The regularity, it gets more chill after that. Like there's a kind of a
steady... I don't know if it does. I feel like we have an annual bird of the year scandal, and it wouldn't be bird of the year without the annual bird of the year scandal.
I'm pretty happy with the Russians one, honestly. It's
you
quite
reckon?
A good one. Well, kind of. I don't know.
Yeah, we do get some migratory birds that do go miles.
That's true. Like, but were they the ones getting votes?
I don't know. Like, someone go vote for the albatross. Just vote for the albatross, please.
Albatross are very
vote
beautiful.
Vote for anything you like, because they're all good choices.
Albatross is the only bird that cries. That should be relatable to a lot of you BFM listeners. All right. Like, let's quickly move on from that.
Three.
So, since talking about voting scandals, in 2018, we introduced an independent scrutineer. I say we, Bird of the Year voting system.
Forest and Bird?
Forest and Bird.
So I think this year it's finally time to introduce an independent scrutineer.
Scrutineer, not a word I've heard before. No. Is this a real word or did you make that up?
I don't know.
Okay,
but
solid.
To the data science people with that title, we're a little bit jealous over here.
Yeah, scrutineer is great. It's
That's
much
an
better
excellent
than my
title.
Copywriter. That sounds fake and it doesn't, no one understands what it means.
You can keep talking. I'm just Googling scrutineer.
Why are you Googling scrutineer?
I want to make sure it's real. It's British.
It's Britannia.
I guess that's real. British is fine. British. You know, it's acceptable.
Yeah. I guess so.
Okay, so who's the scrutineer? Who's this person that's deemed like good enough?
So it's a volunteer, enough? As far as I'm aware, as well. So there's a data scientist out there who cares so much about Bird of the Year. They've become the independent scrutineer.
That seems really sketchy to me. If someone came up to me and they're like, hey, Amelia... You know, I know the top 10's been going like mostly pretty well, and then occasionally people are like, ah, it's rigged. I want to make sure it's going to be fine. I'm going to independently volunteer scrutinize the top 10. I'd be like, piss off.
But this is people who do this for a living. Like, this is their bread and butter.
But that's so sketchy that you'd volunteer to be like, I'll make sure everything runs all right.
Yeah,
like,
but it's better
that's
than,
so
like,
sketchy.
Better than Forrest and Bird sitting down and be like, well, we'll double check the votes. Everyone.
Come on, do
we'll
the...
I'm not doing the...
Do the bird.
No, no, you okay. Do it.
I don't know what you're going to say. I can't read your mind.
See, just the judgment tones of okay. Forrest and Bird going through their own stuff.
All right, well, I'll make sure everything's fine. I'll check it, and I'll double check it.
Suddenly, Forrest and Bird is Santa.
I really hope Forrest and Bird doesn't get mad at me, because I love the work that they do. Okay, well, I mean, I guess that's fine. Who do we know the name of the independent? Is it the Christchurch person?
No, it's not the Christchurch person.
Okay.
But we don't know their name. If they want a plug on BFM, please let themselves be known.
Sec.
Two.
So let's talk about the Rock Hopper campaign, shall we? So there were some billboards put up. And I appreciate these a lot. So if you haven't seen the posters, go look them up.
Did you just say you appreciate these?
I do. I think...
They filled me with a righteous rage.
You reckon?
I mean, it was a fully misplaced righteous rage because, as we've already said, I did not vote. But but I like to feel indignant about things,
yeah.
As we all do. Come on, don't lie to me. And, like, when I saw these big billboards, and they say, like, at the bottom, like, paid for by, like, this dude...
Do they have that?
They have a thing that's like...
I thought it was a Phantom Billboards thing.
I think... I'm pretty sure that they're put up by, like... People have, like, sponsored... People have put the money in. And I was like, I think that, you know, once money enters Bird of the Year...
Yeah.
It's not sacred anymore. It's like when rugby stopped being a strictly amateur game. It ruined it. That's why I haven't watched rugby since the 1970s. Honestly, I was mad. But they were quite funny.
So you didn't appreciate these posters?
I didn't appreciate the political clout.
Can you at least give some, like, appreciation for the Krill Bill poster?
The Krill Bill poster was good. Like, that was one of my favourite ones.
That was solid.
What were the other ones? Because they were, like, movies, but with
so
a bird
we
in
had,
it.
Was it Hoppy Potter?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And then there's a Maybelline one because okay. They have the most amazing little feathers.
Okay.
And then what was our other one?
But the Rock, did the Rock Hopper even win?
No, but they put a good effort in and yeah, kudos to their campaign manager.
Well, that makes me feel a bit better because I would hate for it to just be a thing you could buy, you know, like a normal election. You know,
exactly.
It's got to be at least more, have more sanctity than a normal election. Okay, is that, so that's, I mean, that brings us to number one.
I know.
Before we announce number one, do you have anything to plug? Do you, you're not in a band.
No, I'm not in a band.
And you're not selling anything,
no,
really.
No, I'm not selling anything
because as
either.
Previously discussed, you're a biologist.
Yeah, so okay. Let's give some, let's plug just the work that's going on, particularly in Auckland and the Hauraki Gulf. There's some great work happening with those shags.
Okay.
There's some great work happening by a lot of ornithologists out there, a lot of ecologists. Let's plug them and everybody just get involved because, I mean, Bird of the Year is once a year.
Do you have any, is there like a website or something?
I feel like there should be. Just go get involved with your local conservation club. Go work out who that is.
Okay.
Do that.
That's really beautiful. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, we've just got a text message that says, rage is never righteous, only kindness. And I 100% agree with that. They've also said the professional game is quicker and bigger. As I say, I've not watched it since the 70s, but I'll take your word for it. And I really appreciate your text about kindness because I'm going to think about that.
Yeah, before we jump into number one, should we just like highlight some of the campaign managers? And
I have no idea. Yeah, sure. I don't know anything about this.
Irene van Dijk once supported the TUI.
Hot?
Yeah. So there's been, like we talked about before, there's been a lot of votes for the, we're not going to call them the lesser birds here, but like the
you
ones
can call
that don't
them whatever
need,
you like.
The ones that don't need the help.
But I know like Bill Bailey supported the Takahe?
Yeah, I believe so. And I think that's a good solid choice.
Very solid.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, just the Kiwi doesn't need our help except, well, it does.
I
but
think
just
you're on
not
shaky
as much
ground.
As like the fairy turns, the khaki, like okay. The hoiho.
Right.
Like the ones that just need a little bit more love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's beautiful. Are we ready for number one?
I think we're ready for number
right.
one.
Juan.
So, number one, our biggest scandal is the fact that the Australians have taken our competition.
So you're not talking about the shags now, are you?
We're not talking about the shags, okay. No. So Australian Bird of the Year is now open. If you would like to vote for a Rosella, you can do so there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't actually. It's not one of the included birds.
Well, that's rude.
No, but you can vote for a Willy Wagtail, a tawny frogmouth, which is basically a muppet crossed with an
I've
owl.
I've seen those. Those are gorgeous.
That would be probably my vote for that one. Yeah. Bowerbirds aren't on there. And if you don't know about your bowerbirds, you should go look up your bowerbirds.
Okay.
Yeah. Cassowary doesn't make the cut either.
Oh.
No. But you can vote for a laughing kookaburra.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bringing a lot of joy into the world.
And a superb fairy wren, which is a good pick.
For the number one scandal, you seem pretty chill about it, and in fact, even positive and supportive.
I think if people are going to vote for the ones that, like the Pukekos, the Rosellas, all our little, like, the ones that have crossed over and come here and just caused a little bit of a ruckus amongst our native population of native birds.
Yeah.
That's the place.
All right.
You've got 24 hours, folks. If you want to get, if you missed out on Bird of the Year in New Zealand, you can go over and vote for the Australians.
Vote for the shag.
Vote for the shag.
All right. Would you like to introduce the song you've chosen to play us out?
Yes. So from everyone's favourite musical musician, we have...
Musical musician?
Yes.
Very solid.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. We have the likes of Tom Lehrer, who is poisoning pigeons in the park.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
I'd like to take you now on wings of song, as it were, and try and help you forget, perhaps for a while, your drab, wretched lives. Here's a song all about springtime in general, and in particular about one of the many delightful pastimes that the coming of spring affords us all. Spring is here, a suffering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. La la. Gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if someday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.